Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Fox News is facing a new lawsuit from radio reporter Jessica Gallagher, who says she was fired after complaining about sexual discrimination. Fox calls her claims baseless. But this week also saw the resignation of Fox News President Bill Shine, who's accused of ignoring harassment complaints about Chair Roger Ailes and host Bill O'Reilly, who've both been forced out, along with former Fox comptroller Judith Slater, who's being accused with other managers in a class action lawsuit filed last week of racial discrimination and harassment at Fox. Kelly Wright is part of that lawsuit, the only male African-American anchor on Fox News. He moved from the popular Fox and Friends show to overnight anchor. Kelly, welcome to you.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Douglas Wigdor, Kelly's lawyer. Doug, welcome to you as well.
Thanks for having us, Robin.
And Doug, I know you are going to be speaking to some of the allegations made by other Fox employees in this lawsuit. Kelly, what is your complaint?
Well, it's one of marginalization and institutional racism, and this kind of bias covers a lot of African-American male talent throughout the country, wherein we're not able to go out and step out and have the same opportunities that some of our white colleagues have in order to grow with the company and get in more prominent roles. In my situation, the prominent role that I once had was taken away towards the end of 2007, beginning of 2008, and that's when I was the co-anchor of Fox and Friends Weekend. And I remember a lot of people asking me, what happened? And I said, to be honest with you, I don't know. I was just told by Bill Shine that we're, CNN is catching up with us. We're going to change the team. And at the time, I didn't know where to go in terms of protesting it. I just said, well, look, it's not my toy store. I have no control over these decisions that are being made, but I will continue to strive to give 1,000% and do my best. And they replaced me with a white colleague of mine, or actually they hired a new guy in. And so Fox and Friends Weekend at that time had gone all white.
Well, you know, this gets awfully messy, awfully fast when it comes to this, because, you know, we are all in broadcasting, and as we know, it can be very subjective. So Fox News can say, for instance, it has nothing to do with color, it's about ratings. Did you start to put your finger on things that people said or, you know, things that you picked up that make it more than that kind of, you know, don't take this personally, it's about ratings?
Robin, this is Doug Wigdor speaking, and I think that's a great question. But what we have here at the very highest level, where you have 37 board and executive team members, you only have one black person. And so how could you say in 2017 that there's only one qualified black person to sit on the board and the executive team? That's just impossible. You then have a general counsel who turns a blind eye since 2008 of the racist behavior of Judith Slater, who's the comptroller of Fox News. And we're talking about some of the most racist comments that this woman was making to our clients, including things like questioning whether one of our clients who had three children had the same father, raising her hands and mocking the Black Lives Movement by saying, hands up, don't shoot.
To black colleagues at Fox.
Yeah, to her people actually who reported to her. She would threaten them. She would ask them to repeat words such as mother, father. She would ask why black men were only woman beaters. And so people complained to her as early as 2008. And as I said, the general counsel, the top lawyer at Fox News said, look, there's nothing I can do because this woman knows too much. So when you have the chief lawyer turning a blind eye to racism, when you have the comptroller engaging in open racist conduct, the question really isn't whether Kelly Wright or any other black male or female is being viewed subjectively. It's obvious that there is systemic racism going on.
Well, as we know, Fox News says they vehemently deny these claims. They say in a statement these are copycat complaints from the sexual harassment complaint. We will vigorously defend these cases. But Kelly, you've spoken about comments that now come to mind to you. For instance, something someone said to you about your hair.
Yeah. There were several times, not just from one colleague, but other colleagues have said, gee, if you would change your hair blonde, you might have a better role to play here, because many people thought, well, why is Kelly on an overnight shift? And actually, I accepted that with the understanding that perhaps it would lead to doing more. But the inside joke was, gee, if Kelly had a different color, mm-hmm. he might rise to all the highest ranks available to him. And, you know, those things are, they hurt, actually, because you, especially when I was saying to management, to leaders there, we are viewed as being too white. Can we at least look at the possibilities? And quite frankly, when I was raising my hand saying, put me in the game, put me in the mix. I don't care what you do, just put me out there on some of your primetime shows, on some of your main shows. And I want to make this very clear, Robin, it's not about me. It was really about trying to show and be reflective of what the country is. Hmm. We're not all white.
Well, Kelly, right, though, isn't it true that when you asked Bill O'Reilly if you could come on the show to talk about racial conciliation, especially with all the news headlines that we've had, Bill suggested that you call Mr. Ailes and Bill Schein, and this is the New York Times reporting, and offer to sing the national anthem at the Fox News town halls. I mean, was that his reaction to you?
That happened in a sequence of things. And
yeah.
I remember going to him on the heels of Ferguson. And I said, look, as long as you're talking about Ferguson, as long as you're talking about what's the ills of the black community, would you please consider having me on as a guest to talk about what's right about this community? And perhaps you could show a little bit of my series, Beyond the Dream, where he said, what is it? And I said, well, basically, I go into communities like a black community where, and I don't overlook the negatives, but I show how people are proactively involved in changing the community by mentoring, by helping people understand that they have the ability to pursue their American dream, and there are ways to do it without being a thug or a gangster. And the response was, it's too positive. And I was actually kind of taken aback by that. And then at a later time, Bill had always liked the fact that I was a singer. And he said, well, gee, you know, why don't you consider asking Bill Schein and Roger Ailes, and don't tell them I told you this, but why don't you consider asking them to do the national anthem or some patriotic song at some of these Fox Hall town hall events or before some of the debates? And I thought, well, that's odd. I really wanted to come to you on a professional level as a two-time Emmy Award-winning journalist to talk about a serious problem. And I don't mind singing, but that's not how I want to perceive when I came to you with something that I think could have benefited America other than me singing a nice song.
Well, why not use the word minstrel? I mean, you know, there's an echo there. I'm sure other people are hearing. Look, Kelly Wright, we also are reading reports of Ms. Slater, the comptroller, asking that minority employees arm wrestle the white female supervisors for her entertainment. Maybe she was kidding, but not funny.
Not funny at all.
That she mocked how black employees pronounced words like ask. If this was allegedly the culture, why did you stay there? Chris Wallace is a pretty respected journalist. He hosts the Fox Sunday news program. Fox and Friends often has a very dismissive tone about stories about blacks in our culture. And if this was the culture inside that building, why'd you stay?
That's a very good question. When I was with Fox and Friends, they didn't have that dismissive attitude because I was on the air to knock that down and in a very professional and courteous kind of way. After Fox and Friends, I kept working on the inside, thinking that I could change the system and the culture from within. And I would get frustrated. I remember going home so many times, and I remember my family saying, why do they take you so far, and then it's almost as if they pull the rug out from under you, and how long will you put up with this? And I guess I was guilty of, like any other person in that particular situation. I'm an African-American male. I'm putting two kids through college. So I kept my head low, kept doing the work. And there are other people who go through the same thing, not just at Fox, but across the country. We're on-air talent. We realized if we go for it, it's very dangerous place to go because you've run the risk of retaliation. But I stayed there because I was talking to them and I was believing them that they, in fact, wanted to do something to change the culture until I saw what happened in the other department. And then I began to really look at me and say, how long will I remain silent? And I came forward and with hurt, because it hurts. It's painful. These are people that I know. These are people that I expressed my intentions to, my best of intentions. And again, I have to stress, this is not about me. This is not about playing anybody's race card or being a crybaby. This is about righting the ship, because I believe that Fox News still has better days ahead. But it has to change, because we are better than this. And it's not about us against them. It's not just about Fox News. It is about America.
That's Fox News anchor Kelly Wright. He has now signed on to a class action suit alleging that, well, in effect, he was effectively sidelined and asked to perform the role of a Jim Crow, the racist caricature of a black entertainer at Fox News. Douglas Wigdor is the lawyer who's representing Kelly and others in the suit. Doug, Kelly, thank you both for speaking with us.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.